That song was a number one hit record, actually, at Christmas time, 10 years ago, to be precise, back in 1981-82. Of course, January the 1st, as it is today, of 1992. It would have been number one 10 years ago on January the 1st, 1982, with that. It was number one at Christmas time, 81, though. And, of course, it's the Human League with a track called Don't You Want Me. More music from Queen's Greatest Hits Volume 2, a tribute to Freddie Mercury between now and midnight. And this was a big hit for him in 84. And, of course, it's Radio Gaga.
Run!
That is Knockout, without a doubt. It's the sound of Queen, and a track which was a big hit for him in 1984, and it's called Radio Gaga. I wonder if there's such a station that exists. I wonder. Anyway, let's have another number one song from this one from 1979 for Blondie and A Heart of Glass. Thank you.
take offense at my innuendo.
Knockout song that is. It's the title track to Queen's latest album, actually, probably going to be their last one as well, and of course it's called Innuendo, and that song was released as a single about this time last year, actually, around the beginning of 1991, and it went straight in at number one in the charts. It went straight in there, no messing, straight into number one from nowhere. As, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody did a couple of weeks ago, straight in at number one. Two records to go straight in there from Queen this year. Can't be bad. Right. In the summer, this was in the charts for Bomb the Bass, and it's called Winter in July.
Everything will come.
was a big hit in the summer of 1991, and it comes from Bomb the Bass, and it's called A Winter in July, right here at UK 99.2 FM. If you want to write into us, the address to write to, well, I'll be reminding you of it, in fact, in about, I would say 4 or maybe 5 minutes from now. But before we do that, we shall take another track from Queen's Greatest Hits Volume 2, the featured CD that we're featuring the music from. And this was a big hit for Queen, must have been around 84 or thereabouts.
I don't want my freedom. There's no reason for living with a broken heart. I've only got myself to blame. It's just a simple fact of life. It can happen to anyone. You win, you lose. It's a chance you have to take with love. Oh yeah, I fell in love, but now you say it's over and I'm falling apart. Deep
down inside. It's like we're stuck on the road. Now I'm waiting for something to fall from the sky. I'm waiting for love.
Queen, and It's a Hard Life from a few years ago. It certainly is. And it's a great album, actually. It's Queen's Greatest Hits Volume 2. Got some great tracks. I'm sure that a lot of people will have received this album or CD or cassette for Christmas this year, and I'm sure it will have been a lot of people's Christmas present. Queen's Greatest Hits Volume 2, anyway. It's got some great tracks on it, like Under Pressure. I Want It All's on here. There's loads. In fact, there's 17 tracks altogether. We're not going to have time to play all of them, obviously, between now and midnight. But, yeah, all the hits from 81 onwards are on Volume 2. All their 80s hits. Right up to The Show Must Go On, which, of course, was the single that was released just before Christmas. Just prior to Bohemian Rhapsody being reissued, in fact. So all the hits from about 81 up till 91, about the last 10 years of hits, are included on Queen's Greatest Hits Volume 2. If you want their 70s hits, then you can get Queen's Greatest Hits Volume 1, which is still available, actually. It's got all the 70s hits on, like, well, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody. Another One Bites the Dust, You're My Best Friend. They're all on Volume 1 of Queen's Greatest Hits, which we're not featuring tracks off this particular one tonight, but it's equally good, in fact. All Queen stuff, brilliant there. But I've noticed there's a couple of tracks missing, actually, which were released as singles, which are not included, actually, on the Greatest Hits Volume 2. And one that comes to mind is a track called Los Palabras de Amor, which was a hit for Queen around about 82 or thereabouts, and it's not included on the Greatest Hits Volume 2 album, which is a surprise, really, because it was a hit for Queen. It did get into the top 20, but it's not included. I don't know why that is. Perhaps there wasn't room to squeeze it on or something, but that's one of the songs that Queen released. And also, of course, their Christmas hit, Thank God It's Christmas, which they released around the mid-80s at Christmas time. That's not on here either, which is a surprise, really. There's a couple of tracks which definitely were hits for Queen in the 80s, which are not on here. I don't know why that is, but I reckon there should be about 20 tracks on there altogether if all their singles were included, but as I said, there's a couple which have not been included. I wonder why. I wonder, but still, never mind anyway. Most of them are on there. Certainly most of them. Salt and Pepper, latest one from them right now. And this is You Showed Me.
Game of life and I beat ya.
That's the sounds of Level 42 and a track called Running in the Family from back in 87. And before that, it was the latest one from Salt and Pepper and a track which is called You Showed Me.
Fills my mind. I get religion quick. It's looking divine. Honey, you're touching something. You're touching me. I'm under your thumb, under your spell. Can't you see? If I could only reach you, if I could make you smile, if I could only reach you, that would really be a breakthrough.
From the album The Miracle from 1989, that's Queen and A Breakthrough. Well, unfortunately, that song brings us to the end of the programme for this New Year's Day, 1991. I hope you've enjoyed the music over the past, 1.5 hours. So, was it two and a half hours or thereabouts, actually, with me tonight? So I hope you've enjoyed the music. And stand by, because we've got another programme from Mickey Wick coming up between midnight and 2 this morning, taking us out of the New Year's Day and into January the 2nd, and we'll be going off the air about 2 a.m. this morning, but we've got Mickey Wick coming up between 12 and 2, so stay tuned for that. But from yours truly, Paul Johnson, I hope you've enjoyed the music, as I say, over the last couple of hours with me, and I hope that you'll be able to join me again very, very soon on FM, hopefully in the not-too-distant future anyway. Hopefully going to have some programmes for you later on in the month for the birthday bash and all the rest of it, so hope to see you again in the not too distant future, but whatever, take care and have yourself a good new year, won't you? All the best for 1992, a very happy new year to one and all. And I'll leave you today with this one from Michael Jackson, and it's called Black and White, and I'll catch you sometime anyway, alright? Bye for now.
UK Radio 99.2 FM. Let's start with a classic from Andrew Gold. Remember this one, it's called Never Let Her Slip Away from 1978. Good evening.
I talked to my baby on the telephone.
Red Start. Andrew Gulf, 1978 at UK Radio. It's called Never Let Her Slip Away right here at UK Radio. Back to 1975 next. And the Rimshots. One hopes that you're fit and well and grooving fine again. A couple of great classics, one from 78 from Andrew Gold, and there from 75, a great track from the Rimshots. How many of you remember that one? It's called 7654321 Blow Your Whistle. Good evening, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the brightest sound of the Midlands. It's UK Radio back on the airwaves of the West Midlands on 99.2 FM. Here's Susie Quattro and Chris Norman.
I love it, delight, and so is it again.
Great sound of Susie Quattro and Chris Norman there for you from round about 1978, and that's a great track at UK called Strumbling In. It's UK Radio at 99.2 FM. It's a free and independent radio station broadcasting to the heart of the West Midlands. How are you doing this evening? Got some great music for you this hour. We've got some well, basically, we're sticking in the 70s, so if you've got any 70s favourites that you like, stick around, because they could be well popping up in this hour. So stick around. Here's a great track, actually, coming up next from Supertramp, great band, and this is the title track from their very popular album from 1979. It's called Breakfast in America. Good sound. Title track from their 1979 album at Supertramp and Breakfast in America right here at UK.
UK Radio.
Great stuff. Right, it's UK. And now we're going back to 1973. And a great track. This is Jimmy Ruffin. And remember Jimmy Ruffin? This is a great one. It's called Tell Me What You Want. Okay, that's from 1973 from Jimmy. That's called Tell Me What You Want. It's Mickey Witt aboard UK. Glad you could join us this evening. Got some good music. Right, moving on now. Here's a great song. Actually, I forgot what it's called. Oh, yes, from 1981. Breaking the rules slightly here. Moving into the 80s slightly. This is Diana Ross and a track called Mirror Mirror, in fact, from 1981. Yeah, 1981. There you go. You can hear me a bit better now. There's a lady who's had just one or two hits. Diana Ross, of course, from 1981. That's called Mirror Mirror. Actually, double A-sided single, that particular track. On the other side, it's Why Do Fools Fall in Love. And if I've got time, a bit later on, I shall try and fit that in for you. Must actually say, it's a bit cold in this studio today. I don't know why. I can't understand why it's freezing here. So I have to try and do something. I have to get the heating in here while you're listening to Yvonne Elliman, who's coming up next, and I think I'm going to make myself a brew. Do you want one? How many sugars? Two? I'll bring you one up. If I can't have you, Yvonne Elliman at UK Radio. If I can't have UK, nothing else will do. There's Yvonne Elliman. And if I can't have you, it's UK, as I said, and it's Mickey Witt in the hot seat. Don't forget, actually, that UK Radio is hopefully being with you all over the Christmas and New Year period this year. We weren't with you last year, yes, and we were as mad as you are, as you were last year, no doubt. But hopefully, fingers crossed and God willing, we'll be with you at least over the New Year period this year. And not quite sure what's happening yet, but More than likely we'll be counting down 1991, all the hits from 1991, that should be interesting. So listen out for more information here at UK, and we'll bring you up to date with all the developments on that, okay? So stay with us, and we'll be with you over the festive season this year with a bit of luck. Yvonne Elliman there, and If I Can Have You, and now back to 1978. Ooh, a bit of a crackle there. Here's The Taste of Funny. And the Boogie Oogie Oogie. You fancy a bit?
UK Radio.
If you'd like to write to UK Radio, write to us at the following address. It's UK Radio, care of Number 6, Worcester Street, Wolverhampton, West Midlands. That's UK Radio, care of Number 6, Worcester Street, Wolverhampton, West Midlands. For all your requests and dedications at the Midlands Free and Independent Radio Station. UK Hot Hits.
UK Radio.
You gave me.